call is now being recorded.
Oh, okay. What happened there?
Oh, I don't know. It just said beep, 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 call ended. But, yes.
I slammed on the brakes hard enough to knock my dash cam off.
Yeah.
I wonder if my phone's, what's the thing that picks up the velocity on the phone? I wonder if it figured out about the wreck and hopped me off the phone. I have cat-like reflexes.
Our producer got the dash cam working again.
Oh, cool.
It doesn't hold a charge, though. So I have to have it plugged in the whole time. But do you have the mount for that? I know we could do this off air, but...
I used a little $11 mount I got off of Amazon that plugs in onto your air conditioner vent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My only thing is I wonder if people will be nervous about being recorded. Because it picks up audio, right?
This is valid for people, the type of people I would think would listen to our podcast. I have the G1 dash cam, and yeah. I've got it set to not record audio. And, I mean, honestly, it's worth $56. That's all it is. It's just $56.
So I'd like to get back to praising and mocking the all-powerful and unknowable and ineffable Anonymous.
Okay. Well, let me just finish one last thing on the Jared thing. So, guilty until proven innocent. I'm not going to make any 6-inch or 12-inch jokes until there are at least charges filed.
Yes, yes. We'll definitely do a wait and see on the Jared Fogel subway thing. That's a good policy. Anonymous. Oh, no, actually, you know what? We'll try to get back to Anonymous. But, Hillary Clinton.
The drinking game started.
She's the matriarch and patriarch of Clintianity. She is a cult leader. So, it's very important to watch the news that 40% of the country would kill themselves if she told them to. It's something to keep an eye on, her political aspirations.
I need more liberal friends because all of my friends are Sanderites.
No. You have liberal friends then. You have socialist friends who are hyper left wing. Hillary Clinton is not a liberal. She is a fundamentalist Clintian. She is authoritarian. Everyone should follow her and love her and obey her. She is not a liberal.
These guys' complaint is that she's far too right for them. Far too left for, everybody else, but, like, you know, she's been pro-war, anti-union.
Yeah. One of those things, when you look at her not being a good Democrat, and you look at her not having a good track record, you look at her not being trusted by the majority of Americans, and then you look at the fact that she's the front runner in the Democrat Party, she's the only legitimate candidate so far. And you realize, wow, the Democrat Party is officially the party of stupidity. The Democrat Party has officially owned it. They're like, we are stupid. Lawnmower on a Tuesday afternoon, stupid.
All right, the Republicans right now are putting up against her Donald Trump, who's probably going to use the N-word at some point this week.
No one is putting up Donald Trump. Donald Trump is doing it all himself. The Republicans have not put up Donald Trump. Donald Trump rented out a room in one of his hotels to do his, you know, his statement that he's running, and he hired people. Those were not Republicans who came out to support him. Those were literally actors who were hired to act supportive. I'm not even making this stuff up. He was not put up by the Republican Party to do this. The dude has enough money and enough chutzpah and enough crazy to get out there and make a crazy Republican jackass of himself.
And I mean, it's, I have not checked any polling. Have you seen any polling? I mean, right now there's like 20 candidates, so, you know.
I know, and I really would like for the Republicans to you know, have the smart people in the room do some talking. And let's not forget about the Republicans' token cutie, Marco Rubio. He's adorable.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got on the Republican side, you've got Santorum, who, as far as I could tell, would just start concentration camps for the gays if he was elected.
Yes, he would put the rule of the Vatican over the states. Whenever anybody mentions Huckabee or Santorum, my heart explodes. Just no, please. And I know some people might be like, "Oh gosh, this guy's just a liberal douche." And it's like, no. Right? Yes, I'm liberal, but I'm not like a belligerent. I'm not a belligerent liberal. I'm very, you know, equal rights, pro gay marriage, sure, but it's one of those things. I respect religion. I respect religious people, but I would like to tell everyone who follows religion, the Bible states, the Bible states that you will be blessed if you follow the rules in the Bible. You'll be blessed if you follow them. It doesn't say you'll be blessed if you force other people to and make it the law of the land. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you follow the rules, you will be blessed. That's it. You know, Santorum, you're never going to live in heaven until you live in heaven. Huckabee, you're never going to live in a Baptist church unless you live in a Baptist church. If you make it the law of the land, you're just doing the same thing that Iran did. And Iran's full of drug addicts now. It's one of the biggest problems. People doing heroin in the streets, getting drunk off of rubbing alcohol and stuff. It's not a holy place. But if you look at all those good rules, those holy rules enforced by the government, it should be the holiest place on earth. But it's not. It's just as anywhere else.
The same people who rant against Sharia law would be the same ones who would implement it here.
I know. Yeah, that's
it would
what
just
bothers
be called something
me.
Different.
When somebody kept saying that, they're like, they're going to bring Sharia law here. And then when the gay marriage thing passes, they're like, they're not following the laws of the Bible. I'm like, if you're following the laws of the Bible, then you could honestly say there is precedent to follow the laws of the Quran. It's something called legal precedent, people. Look it up. It's infuriating.
Well,
all right.
If you notice, the terminology has shifted. Even Fox News has quit saying biblical marriage. They started saying traditional marriage because Bible scholars were pointing out Isaac, all these other people in the Bible, multiple wives.
Yeah.
Biblical marriages, husband and as many wives for concubines or your slaves, you're allowed to bone your slaves, you know.
Right, well, the political marriage is definitely not traditional marriage by American standards. I want to get back to the Republican candidate pool. Can I just say how infuriated I was by McCain a few years back, 2008, and now we've got this guy Cruz. Hillary Clinton's people started the birther thing. Trump's people took it and ran with it, and it brought up the question, like, hey, yeah, why? And Romney, even for heaven's sakes, Romney may have been born in Mexico. They were like, oh, was he with his family when he was born? And were they in Mexico at the time? And then with what's his name? McCain. McCain was born in Panama Canal. He was born in Panama.
Yeah. And although like, McCain's parents were on an American base there, at least.
Yeah. Oh, it was on an American base. How hard is it to find somebody born in America?
Yeah, no, apparently it's nigh impossible.
Yeah, yeah, there's not at least, 260-some 100 million people born in America, you know? We can't pick from one of them. We have to find Ted Cruz. We have to find Ted Cruz born in Canada? Like, honestly, he's born in Calgary. And I'm thinking, Republicans, come on. Find someone born here and then make the case that they need to be president. Like, and they're like, well, he was born of American parents and both. But I don't care. I don't care. When you say he's born in Canada, I'm done. Because guess what? If Obama's people hadn't produced a short form or a long form birth certificate saying that he was in fact born in Hawaii, I'm not being a birther when I say he shouldn't be president. But they did produce that documentation, and therefore he is eligible to be president. He is of age and born in the United States. So I don't hear any bullcrap about somebody being born in Canada being eligible to be an American president.
And that boils out your crazy conspiracy theory friends immediately, even our own mother, I go, okay, you know, Mom, the Republican governor of Hawaii confirmed he was born in Hawaii. And they're like, well, they've gotten to him. And then later they produced the birth certificate, and Mom's like, that's probably fake. I'm like, Jiminy, I mean...
Well, I mean, you do have to give it to her. It's not hard to forge things, and the White House does have a calligrapher on site. And I could go online and print out an ID that states that I am, in fact, the outer head of the Order of the OTO. So it isn't too darn hard to forge things. So I mean,
right?
You know,
but I mean, there's a point of diminishing returns. So somebody found on microfilm from the weekend that Obama was born. That they posted, and it listed the parents' names and all that, the date and all that. And
on microfiche, you mean?
Yeah, did I say, what did I say?
Microfilm.
Oh, I said microfilm, yeah. Microfiche.
That's the stuff you eat when the agents come kicking in the door. Yes, microfiche is that weird stuff from the library.
One of the conspiracy guys said, oh, no, he was actually born in Kenya. They just posted that to the newspaper.
I would like to point out.
I'm like, well, why would you take the time or effort unless somehow you knew this baby was going to grow up to run for president someday? Which, if you knew that, then why the hell are you still not, you know, winning every lottery ever, you know?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to point out is, you know, we've been talking about how important identification is. You know, if you identify as a certain race, or if you identify as a certain gender, or you identify as a certain sexual preference that, you know, may or may not be gay or straight, it might be something in between or whatever, and there's all these new distinctions and new understandings of that. And one of the things that does come up and is pretty shocking is Barack Hussein Obama identified as foreign. When he went to college in the United States, he was in groups that were for foreign people, and he openly stated that he was foreign. He was not from the United States. And, I mean, he spent a lot of his childhood elsewhere, but he did not himself identify as a United States of American resident. So that's I'm not saying that's a birther thing, but I'm saying that if we are now looking at Caitlyn Jenner and saying, hey, that's Caitlyn Jenner, and that's who Caitlyn Jenner identifies as, and we respect that, then it should be sobering to think that we elected a president who didn't identify as American for most of his life.
Well, I mean, he had spent a chunk of his time out of the country. I could understand, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I mean, if I was, you know, over in, I mean, say I was born in Canada and raised in America and all that, and I went to a college.
And you identified as David Foley?
And I would identify as, what's the other one that I look like? Mike Myers.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, identified as Mike Myers. No, I mean, but, you know, if I was going to go to a college campus and hang out with people I had a lot in common with, I would hang out with the American students. You know, even if I had been born in, you know, Canada but raised in America, you know, I would have more in common with
Yes, you'd go hanging out with the American students just hoping you could pass so that Lorne Michaels would hire you. Just like all the other Canadians, Lorne Michaels, the number one employer of Canadians.
I had a joke falling up, but I've totally lost it. I'm in a traffic jam again, which should come as a massive surprise to you, since there's never traffic jams on this route.
Yes. You're in a traffic jam, and I'm at work. This is how we do our show.
Every stinking Wednesday. I swear, if Virginians can't drive, it's like, it's Wednesday, let's get high and wreck into things.
Oh, man. What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about Anonymous. We keep getting...
We did want to get back to Anonymous. I wanted to bring up Hillary's non-interview. Hillary didn't do an interview with CNN last night. CNN asked her several questions, and she didn't answer. CNN is not very content with that. And my favorite thing about what she's doing is when they ask her, like, hey, you know, there's some criticism. And she goes, well, it's just, you know, with all the bombardment from the right, it's always the right, the right wing. The right wingers are the ones doing the criticism against her. Not, you know, all those right wingers like Slate.com, the New York Post, the New York Times.
Bernie Sanders.
CNN? Yeah, oh, yeah, that right-wing guy, Bernie Sanders. I think
he's that crazy war winger.
Isn't he the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan? He's so right wing, Bernie Sanders. Yes.
Yeah.
And then what
actually,
other
that's a post that's post that's traditionally been held by a liberal, but
that's true. Not a liberal, but a Democrat.
Oh yeah, David frickin' Duke.
Yes. Hillary Clinton refused to answer questions posed to her, and you know it's just they're such a denial machine, and it's so creepy and weird. And she asks, "Would people vote for someone they don't trust?" And she goes, "They should. They do." And it's like, what? Like they should? Like they better? They better vote for me, even if they don't trust me. Like, what? I mean, it's like, when you watch an interview like that, or you listen to an interview like that, it's just like, there's nothing I can say about her that's going to make her look worse than she just made herself look, because she is just such a creepy sociopath who has no concept of right or wrong, other people's existence, object permanence. She honestly thinks that when she says something doesn't exist, that makes it not exist anymore. And her staffers are the same way. The guy who said, "Oh, there's no such poll that says that," to a news anchor who just said, "There's two polls out that say people don't trust Hillary Clinton," and then the guy from her staff says, "There's no polls that say that." And the news anchor is just going, and the guy goes, "There's," and the news anchor tries to follow up and say, "Yes, people don't trust, they don't have faith and confidence in Hillary Clinton." And he goes, "Nope, there's no polls that say that." And I mean, the news anchor just sort of goes on because they don't want to be they don't want to lose access to the Clintons. You know, they don't want to lose access. They don't want to be mean to them. But it's just ridiculous. It's so creepy and weird.
See, I used to work with people that this is you know, a friend of my friend, but I used to work with people. I directly worked with people who had themselves worked with Steve Jobs, and that's how Steve Jobs operated. I mean, he was basically, you know, he would tell you the sky was green and that it rained rutabagas, and you couldn't leave the room until you agreed with him, and you believed it for a while until you walked outside and saw the sky again. They call it the reality distortion field, that if you're around Steve Jobs, he would just, you know, overwhelm you until you came along to his line of thinking. You know, people that knew him, at least, they, of course, mind you, the people I worked with.
Just a second.
Get a sidewalk, kid. Sidewalk.
Yell at him, tell him to get to the sidewalk. Sorry about that.
Well, the people I worked with that had worked with Jobs, they worked on the Microsoft side. So, you know, they're taking it. Unbelievable amount of abuse from Jobs, but like, you know, people were famous for you know, just being in his presence, and there was nothing negative ever about any project that he worked on or they worked on or whatever. You know, the Apple Lisa was a $10,000 in 1980s money, $10,000 computer that wasn't as good as the like, I think it was $3,000, whatever, how much the Mac was originally when it came out. You know, it was, you know, in almost a $20,000 computer in modern terms. You know, it'd be like buying a Chevy Cruze, you know, in modern day terms. You know, it's unbelievable. And it's this, I see the same kind of thing with the people around the Clintons, where it's like, oh no, that's not possible. Hey, did you see the kid that had the cystic fibrosis cried when Hillary touched her?
What was it, the cystic fibrosis?
The girl with cystic fibrosis, and Hillary Clinton touched her, and she cried like, you know, she was,
yes,
you know, having.
I
was like, man, I don't care who we're voting for, any person. Anybody, and I'll make this a blanket statement, anybody who makes it to the national stage as a politician is an absolute asshole. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I'm going to vote for them. They are a terrible person, and they had to be to get where they are. And so it's terrifying to me when I see people idolizing those people.
Well,
you know?
it's stupidity, and we are witnessing the Democrats just owning stupidity, just owning cult worship, idolization, dynasty. That they want to see a kingdom and a queendom of the Clintons. They're owning all these ridiculous things that they have accused, and then a lot of times rightly accused Republicans of indulging in, you know, dynasties with the Bushes and religious fanaticism. The Democrats are now saying, no, we're taking it back. It's the rebirth of a nation. The Democrats are right again.
You know, as somebody who usually throws my vote away for the Libertarian candidate, I still want the lesser of the two evils to win, you know. And so I would love to see a strong candidate out of either side, or I'd love to see the two strongest candidates duking it out, you know. Somebody who can go, well, I don't agree with them, but I can see where they're coming from, you know.
Just a second.
Oh, we don't. So they have a third-party contract that comes. Yeah, I would park in a visitor parking space, though. Yeah, they're down the ways a little bit.
All right.
You know, the things I see, I mean, you know, I like, you know, one of the things I like the most and annoys me the most is when people are intellectually dishonest. You know, if it's okay to have cognitive dissonance in your own head, you know, in my case, it's like, you know, I know that overeating is going to kill me, or, you know, eating candy is going to make me fat and hurt my heart, but you do it anyway. You know, it's a cognitive dissonance thing. I can't stand it. You know.
Oh, visitor space is down that way.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I can't stand when people know that they are talking on both sides of an issue, you know?
Right. Well,
you get that every time.
Well, the thing in Baltimore, you see the most ridiculous facts will come up. Yeah, and the news media and the news media in general.
Just a second.
They still need. You know, he might know better. Let me talk to him.
Let me talk to him. Let me call you right back. I'll call you back.
Okay. Bye.